Today's The Best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Well, here we are again.
Well, here we are
That's
again.
That's another fine mess. Anyway, yes, welcome along. It is PJ and Jim. It is, of course, Glory Days.
Yeah, this is a very serious podcast, actually, by the way, today. We've done a serious one before. About encouraging men to talk.
It's not going to be as serious as that, is it?
I think it might be. I mean, it was all about encouraging men to talk. When something's on your mind, don't keep it to yourself.
Issues and stuff.
Never be ashamed. Yes. Don't feel shame. Your worries are worthy, regardless. And we wanted to do that again. We wanted to bring you a little bit serious. Sorry for bringing it down, for getting a bit serious and all that. But I'm dying to get a wax around me intimates, and I've literally no idea how to go about it.
Well, yeah, wow. So when when you said it was a deeply personal issue, you weren't joking.
I'm not joking.
I mean, there's not much more deeply personal than your own vegetables.
Yes, and you know something? A certain person who I happen to know very well, who shouldn't be named, but she came home to the house yesterday, and she...
Who could it be?
And she was talking about getting waxes and all that done.
Yeah.
And it's so casual, it's so blasé, it's so accepted, expected, and all that sort of stuff. And and I'll be honest, I've Googled the living shit out of this over the last few months, and I still can't figure out what you're supposed to do. And it's something I want to do. I hate the shaving experience. And let's face it, it's 2024. Pubic hair is bad manners. Pubic hair is bad.
Well, I mean,
manners.
Look, all I'd say is it's a matter of taste, obviously. You're allowed your own preferences.
Of course, yeah. You can be normal and groom and get rid of it, or you can just be rude. No one's going to come, you know. Or you can just go around wild as the day you were found after a plane crash in the Andes.
Because wasn't there a backlash? More from the women's side, there was a bit of a backlash about the idea that they should be plucked to within an inch of their life or whatever.
Yeah,
wasn't
I know.
There?
And you know something? That was what started me off this road.
Yeah.
I was like, going, well, it's fucking grand for you, isn't it? You know where, if you ring the phone, how you doing? This is Marguerite McFenlin, and I'd like to get everything taken off my areas. Whip the knickers off there. We'll have a chat about... I'm Michael Bolton.
I think you can have the chat before you whip the knickers off.
Whatever they do, this is the problem. I don't know.
I don't think you immediately walk in to a salon, whip your knickers off, and then go, how are you doing? Jesus, I tell you something, I was just down the post office.
I'm just walking in. So what do you want to get done, sir? I'll show you here.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking around there, basically. Down as far as the knees, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know a fella who I told
you about. I'm walking in and them saying to you, what area, sir? Well, I'm originally from Marino, no, I meant on your body.
Oh, yeah. Imagine, what area? Where I live now or where did I come from originally?
Oh, yeah. Sort of was way Marino Fairview for a while then. No. Of which part of your body?
Yeah, do you want
right.
Brazilian or Hollywood? Oh, neither. Marino.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? So and the thing is, I actually don't, like, I've looked online for a few places, right?
Right.
I genuinely have no idea of knowing if they're men friendly. And when you do look up waxing for men, whatever, they suggest waxing.
And why aren't they unisex?
Well, I don't
know. Surely hair is hair.
I don't know.
Okay, yours is grey and curlier than...
But this is
it. You know what I mean?
This is a problem now. Can I just... If I'm really going
to
get down...
I just want to point out to you, just as a word of warning, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, grey hair...
Yes.
It tends to be tougher. It's kind of wiry. I'm just saying it to you.
Come here.
So...
What's the story with that?
If that's going on... They might need to take out the strippers or something. That's all I'm saying.
This is what I'm worried about. Are you supposed to have it a certain length? Like, can you go in and...
Prep.
Oh, I'm starting to get embarrassed now. But can you go in now and just have a rose? Like, do they have to trim and then go? Or are you supposed to trim to a certain degree? Because, you know, I might be afraid that you go in and say, I've waxed it. And they say, we can't wax that. That's the main thing.
The wax can't even get to the skin.
On the skin. It's just all lying over the top of it. Like pouring wax on a head of hair.
It just looked like snow on a mountain.
Yeah, that's what's this mount. It's that Karen's Hill, is it? Like, you know,
at you throwing bouquets at yourself.
I don't mean the actual
physical
part. I'm talking about and this is
Till. Karen's Hill.
Mount Karen's Hill. Biggest, highest peak in Ireland, they say. And that's the thing. And you don't even know how to make the phone call. Because you look, waxing men, grand, right? This is what happens. And you look at the websites, right?
Okay.
And then it says, right,
wow, you did really go down.
I'm telling you, I did. And then you look and it goes down, waxing options, right? Chest and back and all. Eyebrows and stuff like that. You know, lads are getting much more, you know, into these things. But it doesn't say The areas, right? It doesn't say like under
the classic backsack and crack.
But I can you ask for that, or is that rude? Can you just use, what do you say, my underpants zone? Or what do you say now?
You can't really say my, what about my, what do the women say, bikini, don't they?
Well, I don't have a bikini.
No, well, I'm saying the equivalent for
so
you.
So what do you say?
You could say, I'd like to get my Thomas the Tank Engine pants area done. I'd like to get me Scooby-Doo underwear done earlier.
You know, just imagine they did that and it was exactly like boxer shorts. And all you'd have hair down to your belly button.
Oh.
And then like a completely black, just like you're wearing a pair of invisible shorts.
Yeah.
Like me friend.
I think equivalent to tan lines, but with hairless.
With hair, like me friend who shaved himself because he was going on a date, but he's a very hairy man.
Right.
And then he looked like a dog that had an operation because it was just a perfect square. Like a perfect square.
No fading.
Just harsh, perfect square. Oh, and there's Willie in the middle of the square.
Oh, wow.
And now, and then he was seeing someone and he didn't even try anything.
Yeah.
Until it all grew back, you know.
Right, obviously.
And years later, she says, I couldn't believe, like, you were so
respectful. You're such a gentleman, yeah.
You really let me bring it to you rather than. And he was like, yeah. Did you know? I had a. It looked like I was after getting me gonads taken off.
I looked like a 4-year-old.
I looked like a dog, like a cat we just had operated on.
But anyway, so you're saying you've looked on the sites and they don't specify.
No, it doesn't tell you what to ask for.
Men, genital. Oh. What would you, I mean, what's
you,
a polite mean, way of actually expressing it?
That's what I'm saying. I ring now. What do I say? I ring now. How are you doing? This is my PJ.
Do you male intimate waxing? Oh, no, what does intimate mean?
That's
could
it.
Mean feckin' anything, couldn't
it? What does that mean? You would do your eyebrows in a closed room.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll come out with...
We do you in the dark.
Yeah, we do you in the dark. I'll come out with no hairs in my nose. I have not seen what happened.
Yeah, pretty.
I don't know what it means.
And you can't say intimate. They might think you mean...
What this
you,
is it.
Do you get a happy ending?
Like, that's what I mean. Like, again... Like, how do you say? And they're all young people that work there as well.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about that too. I'll be honest. If I'm really going to get down to it, right? There's a lot of grey, sort of wiry hair going on, and I'm not. I'm embarrassed by that too.
Yeah.
And I know the people say they've seen it all. They've seen it all. I've heard that before. Gone into a place, done something, and they said they've never seen that before. That's happened to me multiple times.
Yeah.
So I'm.
You're like one of those people who used to show up on embarrassing bodies, aren't you? And you think, how have you let it go that long there?
What's that?
Why are you only showing up now? Surely that was an issue for you ages ago.
Honestly, the day I found out not everyone had 3 testicles was an unbelievable day.
Wow.
And that happened to another fella. You know Patrick MacDonald? He grew up in a place in County Louth, right? And
where everybody had 3 testicles.
They won. They all had one. And he...
Between them?
No, yeah, imagine, the town testicle. You had to borrow it when you were going on a date.
Absolutely, yeah. You had to apply for it.
Yeah, you had to go, yeah.
A fortnight in advance.
Can I get the town testicle? It's with the family solicitor at the moment. but he grew up, you know, and he thought, because people said testicles, and he only had one when he was like, you know...
Yeah.
Feeling his own bag, right?
Purely medicinal reasons, obviously.
He thought the word testicles was a plural word for a singular object, like knickers or scissors.
Yeah, or trousers.
Or trousers, yeah. He thought that that's what it was. So when they told him it was 2, he was like, 2?
What?
No way. Couldn't believe it. Yeah, he couldn't believe it. It was another one. It was up there hidden.
It's brilliant that he ended up playing Owen McGlove.
Isn't it? And he did have another one. It was
I've only got one testicle.
Yeah. Not really. Got no willy, but one huge testicle. Imagine saying that to someone. I've only one testicle, but it's huge. It's massive now.
Put it on your dating profile.
Yeah. One ball. Well, it's the size of a golf ball. It's huge. Takes up the whole area.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
so, what we're saying is, as far as your research has established, there's no male specialist in the waxing area necessarily.
There's nothing out there, I'm telling you, that is accessible, friendly to men who have not, like myself. Nothing.
Yeah.
And there's a man, because the type of man knows hair, and I'm not him, generally speaking. And
why can't they have this? Remember that sign that was up? It went viral. Remember that out in... was it out in Crumlin or Drimnagh or somewhere like that? There was a beauty salon, and it was literally the huge big sign over it. It was a women's beauty salon, and it was something about, you know, do you want a tighter fanny or something, etc.
Oh, that's right, yeah. What was that? It was really rude. It was obnoxious.
It was full on. It was full on.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Like, why can't they do that for men? Lads, do you want to get rid of your hairy arse?
Yeah. Hey, hairy hole. Call us now. We'll sort you out.
Mate,
and that's another worry I have, because I shave. I do try and shave. I don't like having all this hair, especially on this scrotum, right? I don't like it. But you shave it. And the thing is, I can't see what's going on at the back. So I always wonder, do I have a trouser mullet? Where it's all short.
Oh my God. Wow. Where it's You've heard of mirrors, have you?
I can't do that. I can't, like, I always wonder, when I'm walking around the house,
Got a plait coming out?
Yeah, I'm all baldy on the front, and turn around, and it's just like a beard hanging out of you. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't like the thought of it. I don't like the thought of it.
And it's also, coming from you, I mean, you're not, nobody could ever accuse you of being shy or whatever, or retiring, or in any way, struggling with the language. Because that's the other thing about it.
Yeah.
When people start using the euphemisms and all, and they start talking about gardens and, you know, and trims and, you know, the lawn and the whatever else.
That's what I'm worried about. I get into a conversation like that. I'm like, what do you need done, sir?
My lawn is a little overgrown.
This is a beauty.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
No,
this isn't Woody's now.
sorry.
Slightly. An overgrown bush. Again, look, you know what I mean? You'd need to go ring a gardener.
I've got Jesus, bear with me then. Let's just say, I could do with the use of a good candle, you know.
A candle?
I don't know, waxing. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I kind of need a barber, but...
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you could try that. In fairness, you do have a very good relationship with the Grafton Barbers.
I think I need the Grafton Barber. Next. So now, reach out in a minute, Claire. Whip the shorts off and then just put your head... Put your legs up over the shoulders of the seat.
Exactly. Just probably a number three.
Just give us a number three. Number zero all over.
How exactly. You could walk in and go, listen, I'm actually all right on the head.
Head's grand.
But here, if you could take care of this.
And just take down your shorts, lie in the chair and go, so, have you any holidays planned?
Yeah. What am I doing at the back?
Whatever you think yourself. I can't really see, you know. Use your judgment.
Yeah. Can you get that funny mirror that you hold behind my head?
Just tidy it up, yeah. This is always tidy.
Oh my God, man. Yeah. This is going
it's
to be...
I'm genuinely worried about it. I'm going to do something.
Right,
I have to.
You're
I've been
committed
thinking
to,
about it for
right.
a long time.
You just need
time.
To decide who's lucky enough to get your business.
See, this is the thing. If I walk into a room, there's like a young one, she's 20 and all, I'd be there. I don't think I'd be able to go through with it.
Yeah.
I'd have to go, listen, whatever it costs.
Exactly.
I revolution. I can't revolution. I'm not just saying revolution.
You'd be like one of those men.
Can't do that.
Look, I'll pay you just to talk.
Just tell everyone I got it done, and I'll deal with myself when I get home. If they ask, right?
Have you considered the DIY approach?
The waxing
with sellotape or something, or a heavy plaster.
Going into the GP's office. Okay, what's wrong? Well, I'll show you. And there's gaff tape wrapped around your flute. Can't take it off. What were you trying to do? I'm trying to make myself look more presentable.
To be fair to you, you know, whatever about discussing the embarrassment or whatever, to be fair to you, the one thing you haven't mentioned is any concern about the potential pain. Because I don't know, man, but like just the idea, that area is, you know, there's a reason we're very protective.
I know, and I will say this, the human sack is a very flexible thing, right? And that scares me.
Especially the older you get.
Yeah, that scares me.
I mean, the very fact you'll have to take it out of your sock.
Yeah.
To be done.
I've yet to meet any woman who can hang that far down, right? So this is the thing. So they all say, it's not that bad, it's this, that, But you have a much more robust... Like, there's not as much flexibility. What I'm worried about is this, right? And genuinely, this goes through my head.
That your woman will be out in the street.
Yeah, and she'll be pulling, and it'll just keep stretching and stretching. And then by the time it starts to pull out, her hand will be so high in the air, she'll be in full swing.
Right.
And that, literally, she'll pull. The bag will be stuck to the strip, is what I think can happen. And I'm not even messing.
Wow.
Like, she'll go like, whoosh, and then she'll just have this big mad...
Because you don't have a great history with waxing.
No.
I mean, the time we both got our noses waxed.
Oh, that was awful.
But thankfully, mine, touch wood, went very well.
Which I'm surprised at, because you were the bushy nose man. I'm sorry, I don't mean to bring it up, but you were the bushy nose man. But
I'm very attentive to my.
I know.
To any protrusions.
Yeah, well, that's true. You are actually good. Jim has no protrusions. I will say that.
I'm not fucking action man.
Yes. That's what I'm going to be like after this. You're just a plastic dome. She'll just
That's
go,
right.
whoosh, and the Mickey and I'll be stuck to the piece of paper in the air. I'll be like, whoa!
Do you know what you'll end up with?
You'll
end up,
back.
You'll end up with, you know, those collars they put on dogs around their neck to stop them at. You'll end up with one of them around your cock. Yeah. You'll have a lampshade around your cock.
I'll come back in and you'll be there going, how'd it go? I says, well, I got circumcised, didn't I? twice.
I picked up this lampshade.
It was done when I was a kid, but now doing the big lampshade. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I have to come out. Imagine how far that has to be longer than your arm.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's
well. Look,
the thing.
when you finally do, take the plunge or whatever.
I'm actually dreading the thought.
You'll have to tell us how it goes. I'm sure. Like, to be fair, it's a proper informative. So, you know, look at us handling men's health issues and all.
Yeah,
surely there's a grant for this kind of conversation.
There should be, and nobody brings this up, and that's what annoys me. Like, you know, there's a lot of bushy men out there who are afraid of doing this.
Wow.
And once again,
that's
I'm
got
taking
to be,
it.
That's got to be our next campaign.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've solved the whole mental illness issue. I'm now taking on the bushy men issue.
I'm doing a documentary on bushy bald bed boys. The bush balls. I want to get it sorted all out. You know, a lot of fellas out there.
There'll be a part two of that. Will have to come soon.
Yeah.
But anyway, listen. Let's give you a few of the bits from during the week. Funny enough, what a place to start. The Dorset Knob.
God, that's right. Yeah.
We genuinely.
Yeah, we did a story.
Now, in this instance, it was all above board because it was a biscuit.
It's a biscuit, and it has its own festival in Dover. Yeah. And you'll see.
But the very fact it's called the Dorset Knob.
The Dorset
and some
Knob.
And some of the activities involved in the festival.
It's great, yeah. I have to say. Maybe it'll be the only chance I'll ever get to have.
I don't think you'll ever. I mean, after this, you may not ever get invited to the Knob Festival.
After this, the only knob I'll ever have in my hand is a hobnob again.
Yeah. Anyway, the Dorset Knob and its much maligned festival we were talking about during the week. It's a biscuit. Also on the subject of the UK, because that's a Dorset Knob. Aberdeen of sorts featured in on the show during the week.
Yeah, a weird finance company and a mad manager definitely featured. I enjoyed the story a lot. Just belligerence is a wonderful thing sometimes.
Absolutely. We had a star on the show during the week, but not really. We kind of talked about him, to be perfectly honest with you. You probably saw that because it got a lot of coverage that Rob Kearney made a couple of comments about his wedding day that. I'd say in the minds of most women might not have gone down an absolute storm.
I'm telling you right now, he's in trouble. I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, he's in trouble.
But weirdly, when we discussed it, we sort of ended up agreeing with them.
But we're not in trouble. We are.
Correct.
We've gone through our trouble.
Oh, yeah.
My friends, my wedding day was actually grey crack. Let's wait to hear what this fella says.
Anyway, and then, of course, what would you expect from two good friends chatting about companionship?
Yeah, yes, two old pals. Yeah, I'll tell you something.
Everybody got a kicking.
Slightly more than we wanted to gets revealed in this part, I can tell you that much.
Absolutely. Have a listen, we'll talk to you the other side.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
If you were with us last week on the show, you might remember we were doing this story about how the biscuits that have been described as the greatest biscuits for tea drinkers.
They were on last week,
So we were talking about how they were
surprisingly plain.
Exactly, yeah. And that was the whole thing about, you know, the biscuits that would go best with literally having a cup of tea. And that, like, none of the kind of fancy-smancy chocolate stuff featured and, you know, it was all kind of... But one biscuit, and based on the fact that primarily came from the UK, didn't it, that survey last week?
It did, yeah.
But one of the biscuits that didn't feature in that... And it came as quite a surprise, now comes as quite a surprise, considering this particular biscuit has its own festival.
Has its own festival, but in fairness, it is very regional, so it's not something you can get over here, nor is it something you can get all over England, to be fair.
Right.
But it does have its own festival. It's been had the festival since 2008. They've 150 years they've been eating the Dorset's Knobs in Dorset, obviously.
Obviously.
And they have the Dorset's Knob Throwing Games, which was last held in 2019, and it's to be started up again this year.
Right.
The problem is the knob gobbling competition has had to be knocked on the head because...
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're afraid someone will choke on a knob. Health and safety has once again gone mad.
And now
health and safety stops so much crack. I know we need it. I do. I know that. But when you can't have a simple little knob gobbling festival anymore, you start thinking to yourself, right...
Where's it going to end?
Now, they say, like, listen... Not all the games and fun is knocked out of it. It's just that particular one. They'll still have Pin the Knob on the Giant. That'll still be a game where kids can play a Serenade Abbas Giant. He comes and they do that. They'll also have the Guess the Weight of the Knob competition. And they'll have the Knob and Spoon Race.
Magnificence, right. So there's quite a lot going on in that festival.
So there's quite a lot going on.
And all celebrating this particular biscuit.
Which is the Dorset Knob.
The Dorset Knob, brilliant.
Yeah, but, and like they say, we don't want... the sort of to people to get in the way of history. Like they just say this goes back as far as 2008.
2008. So
what a huge history it's had.
I could have sworn you said it was like 150 years.
Well, the knob itself exists for over 150 years. The festival is only since 2008. So
the knob was invented 150 years ago.
Exactly.
But they only celebrated it from 2008.
Yes.
With a festival, that is.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And for, yeah, well, so what, for 150 years, local hands.
Was unappreciated, that knob, for all those years.
I know, I don't know about that. Local hands now have been, you know, banging out those knobs for years with great consistency. And
is it a big tourist attraction, I assume? Well, obviously, if they've created a festival around it.
It was until they had a knob supply issue a couple of years back, so it went very local then.
There wasn't enough knobs.
No, and they found another. They've brought in some knobs not from the area, which has caused great concern because are they truly Dorset knobs?
Of course not.
When they come in from another area.
You can't be importing them.
And again, the organisers say it's more about the fun than it is about the the actual.
And how long
biscuit.
Does the festival run?
Weekend. It's a weekend.
A weekend.
So, yeah, 14th of July it starts. It'll return on the
14th
weekend, of July.
Weekend's probably enough, isn't it? There's only so much you could probably take. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fairness. Like, honestly, give me two rolls of Jaffa Cakes would be my limit. A whole weekend of knobs, I'd be absolutely, I'd be flummoxed.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
This is just one of those stories that has a lovely bit of outrage. A company called Aberdeen Standard Life, an asset managing company, they changed its name back in 2021. You know, they obviously spoke to some marketing nitwit that came up with great ideas and says, you know what you should do is drop the vowels and don't use capital letters, right? So Aberdeen Standard Life became Aberdeen, lowercase, A-B-R-D-N. That's what they did. They dropped all the vowels, right?
They thought that was cool.
Yeah, Aberdeen. And basically everybody said that is the worst name you could possibly change the company to. But your man that runs the place, a guy called Stephen Bird, he's the chief executive. He's bat crazy, this fella, right? And he is not only like... Now, the company has hemorrhaged a lot of money with this. Like, they've lost huge amounts of stock and the whole lot. And it's been labelled an act of corporate insanity by the media. And he's come out and saying, yeah, do you know what this is? Corporate bullying, so it is. Laughing at Aberdeen. He goes, if it was an individual and you were slagging someone about their name all day, every day, you'd say it was bullying, wouldn't you? But apparently it's different when it's a company. Because he doesn't realise... It's not the same. But he thinks it's exactly the same.
So they literally, on a marketing idea, they took the vowels out of their name.
Yeah, they took the...
So now they're just a collection of virtually meaningless letters.
A-B-R-D-N. That's the name. But not pronounced A-B-R-D-N. Pronounced Aberdeen.
Aberdeen. Aberdeen. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, I can't believe so people are laughing.
So if you Aberdeen. Ring them, if you ring them, did they go, Aberdeen. Hello, Aberdeen?
Hello, Aberdeen. Yeah, they don't use vowels.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the media had a great crack with it because he's doubled down. He goes, this is corporate bullying of the highest order. It's absolutely ridiculous. And a couple of the local papers said, well, that's what happens when you go to disinvowelment, isn't it? Irritable vowel syndrome, it's been called.
Brilliant. That is genius. And irritable vowel syndrome.
Yeah. And your man lost his mind again and says, this is crazy. The company is like, you know, you can't just say this. This is insane. Just because we lost the vowels, we tried to do something different. And City AM, which is a local newspaper, says, you know, you're right. We should contact experts and get their take on it. So they called the guy who wrote the song Ebenezer Good, who sings E's are good, E's are good. He's Ebenezer Good. And they asked him what he thought of the name. And he says, dropping the E's is commendable indeed.
Wow. They got the E's are good.
Yeah, yeah. What? It's such a great take. But
that is, man, that story has so many layers to it. That is brilliant.
Naughty, naughty, very naughty. dropping E's is good.
Can you imagine the amount of phone calls they'll be getting, no doubt, from the locality after that paper run that story? The amount of times they'll answer the phone and it'll be somebody playing down the line, he's a good.
All the time, yeah.
But all day, every day.
What a mad idea, though. Imagine, like, we just says, we're going to drop our vowels here. We'd suddenly go from Radio Nova to Rudy Nuv. Right Rudy now. Nuv. Don't Rudy forget Nuv. To stay with us all day here on Rudy Nuv.
Yeah, it's PJ Jim on Rudnev.
Jim McCub.
By the way, there's another another twist to that story is the fact that the newspaper that decided, you know, after your man came in and gave his rant and they were, they decided, you're right, we should issue an apology. But they issued an apology, they did the entire article by removing the vowels.
All the vowels.
So it's now Aberdeen, an apology.
An apology. Where is today? You know, yeah, they did the whole thing and released it. So it's
what
a great bit of rivalry.
Lunatic story.
It is a crazy thing to do. It's a bit like you can't give yourself a name that's that ludicrous. Even as an individual, you can't. You know, if your name is Gerdy, you can't just walk in and say, I'm not Gerdy anymore. I'm Hoop or Eagle or whatever. You know what? You can't do it. You can't do it.
But why
it's
just
already been established. It is what it is.
Why just take the thing? Actually, somebody just pointed out, Jed, that's a very good point now. I didn't cop that. Like, you know the way we were saying they removed the vowels, they removed the E's.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But they obviously A is still there.
Oh, yeah. They didn't go Bridin.
So they didn't, yeah.
Yeah, this it just,
so they didn't fully commit.
No, they were only the E's. They're starting soft. Starting soft. You can't go full vowel out at the start, you know. You can't do that, yeah.
Wow.
It's just a banana story. It's great fun, though. And it's great that your man is so belligerent that even as the company is losing stock, losing shares,
he comes
becoming
out swinging.
A laughing stock, he's not backing down at all. He's still coming out going, it's not us that's wrong, it's yous that are wrong, you know.
Anyway, that's almost it from us.
That's almost it
PJ
from us.
PJ and Ridden of.
Yeah, wait to see. Off after us is Murchie. And it's Murchie's birthday.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
You know, in relation to the kind of sport, obviously, you know, we like our sport in general. PJ is very obvious about his supporting of the Dubs, supporting of Bows, Manchester United, his interest in motorbike racing, all that sort of stuff, right? And for some people, you can get, you know, the idea of being a fan comes from the idea of being fanatical, like being,
that's
you know.
That's the name, yeah.
Exactly. But some people do take it to fanatical levels.
And it's not some people. Like, it seems like a huge majority of people, and mostly men, has to be said.
Right.
And to the point that they say 80% of people who get married, right?
Yeah.
They say, right, we're going to get married. And they say, one of them would be like, right, my parents will be, we can get them over in the, you know, August or whatever, and we'll do this, or we'll pick a date in January. And the other one will be like, wait a minute now. That's when the Champions League is on.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, excuse me? It's like, let me just check now. Well, what about this date? Well, I think that might be the Europa League final. Well, okay, fine.
Yeah.
What about this date?
Oh, no, Bows are home.
That's Bows are home. That's Bows and Dundalk. I wouldn't miss that.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
That's the All-Ireland. What? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, what about a Wednesday then? I think Wednesday's Champions League night. I told you already. So you're saying
people would actually, they prioritise their sporting interests.
Football in particular. Even in front of their other half. They say, no, listen.
Their wedding, like.
You get what you want. You know, you can have your family there. You can have the white wedding. We can do the whole, you know, we'll spend 50 grand on it. We're going to debt for the rest of our lives, but it cannot clash with an All-Ireland final. It cannot, you know.
Yeah.
This is the way. So they get it straight into the sports calendars and make sure that they do not miss what to them is an event, you know, an unmissable event with something as trivial as a wedding.
Because yesterday, wasn't there a similar story yesterday about the amount of people that have put sporting events ahead of not just their wedding but of any they've actually missed out on jobs
first days
of jobs to a sporting
events have come up, they haven't turned up. Job interviews, they haven't turned up. Other family weddings, they haven't turned up.
Yeah.
One man missed his own divorce because he was like, look, you know what I mean?
Well, at that stage, it's gone.
It's gone anyway.
No big deal there.
May as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb.
Absolutely.
I mean, what's it going to do? Prove I'm untrustworthy? Fine. I'm all right with that.
Yeah. And like, so christenings, people's birthday christenings, parties.
Yeah, their own kids' birthdays. Yeah, yeah.
They've missed them because they put sporting events
as
a bigger priority.
Family holidays. One person left his family holiday to go to a sporting event.
Stop
it. I'll only be gone for a couple of days for the name of God, you know.
Left the family holiday.
You don't mind, do you? So these things, people really do put it, it's a big one, you know.
Yeah, there's somebody there who concurs. John was on to say, that's true, lads. 30 years ago, my missus wanted to get married on what would have been FA Cup final day. That wasn't happening.
Yeah, he actually wrote something rude about that. Me something, he says after that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Lee D was on to say, I missed the interview for a new job in 2021. It was the Monday after the FAI Cup final.
So it's not even the same day. He's like, ah, no, I'll be in brag order after that. Yeah.
Explains a lot about Lee D, though, doesn't it? That's why he never got anywhere in life.
There's a few phone numbers we're going to send you, okay? That you should be ringing.
That's everything you need to know. There's somebody else saying, lads, my wife got all upset because I went to a match instead of celebrating her birthday.
Now, you see, this is one of those things we need more information
Brave
on.
Man.
What birthday was it? Was it significant? Was there a party planned? You know, was it a roundy one? Or was it just a regular old birthday?
Yeah.
In which case,
yeah,
sometimes you should be able to take the hit.
Yeah. And look at this. There's the other side of the coin. Now, Diana's on again saying, my sister's getting married and I'm chief bridesmaid. And I told her she can't get married during the Six Nations or I won't go.
Now, that's a big one because that's a season, isn't it? Like,
it goes on for about, what, 6-8 weeks, is it?
That's 8 weeks.
Thereabouts.
And it's not even yours. It's your sister. Come here, you. Don't you dare be bringing all the family away when you know we want to be watching the rugby. Who do you think we are?
Wow. So no. It's a proper thing. People would actually prioritise, or not even prioritise, they'd miss events. If they clashed, they'd choose the sporting one.
Mind you, I'd make up an event to avoid a wedding, to be honest. Do you know that way? People would be there going, why can't you come? Ah, it's the Korean roller skate World Cup on ice championship.
Look at that
round
story.
11.
You know, the guy who missed his wife's birthday. He says it was her 50th.
Oh, yeah.
I went off, but I did send her a text to say happy birthday.
I'm sorry now. Missing weddings is all right. Yeah. You can only have 150th.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
You know, you'll often hear me refer to PJ as my learned friend and colleague. Because, you know, despite the fact that he gives me endless amounts of abuse, despite the fact of, you know, slagging me for being old, for being criminal, for being ape-like, for being just all of it untrue, obviously. But well, a constant barrage of abuse that I get from him.
Yeah, because he gives me nothing but love. Like,
but
yeah.
Despite all of that, he is my friend, my chum, my pal, my buddy.
Your companion of the day, most days.
The hard part, possibly, that it is to believe is the fact that he's actually real. I mean, I know you couldn't write it, a character like
this
that, but he's actually a real person.
How did you manage to
hard
turn this
to
into an insult?
Oh, no, just saying, you know, yeah. Passing. What do you mean? I just said you're my pal, my friend, my buddy, my chum, my companion.
For the second time today, Jim McCabe, I don't like your tone.
But what about, as I say, PJ is a real person. I know. It's hard to believe, but he's a real person. But if it was a fictional companion,
yeah,
who would you choose?
Who are the best loved fictional companions that we knew growing up watching TV? Who would we choose? You know, now
when Clint asked us this, by the way, a little bit earlier on, yes, I immediately said Lassie.
Lassie, yeah, you did. That
and
was
he doesn't
it.
Even make the top
doesn't
10.
Doesn't even make the top 10. And I said Captain Kirk from Starship Enterprise. And so, it turns out I misunderstood the question.
The best fictional companion you could think of was Captain Kirk from Star Trek.
Yeah. For a start, I didn't think they were all cartoons and like book characters or whatever.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time watching Star Trek as a kid. And now I'm with a man called Jim every day. I mean, the captain of this ship, the good ship Nova.
Wow.
You know.
Who does make the list then?
Well, it's like...
I'm disgusted Lassie can't even make the top 10.
I know. Like, it's... It's all like little book characters, really. You know, Snoopy is there and Stuart Little is there. Curious George, the curious little monkey. I used to love him.
I mean, Snoopy, okay, I get. Again, it's a dog and whatever, but Stuart Little?
Yeah.
As a companion?
As a companion, Stuart Little, yes.
I mean, he had some cool toys and all that. I'll grant you that.
No, I don't know much about him. I get the Curious George is good, Curious Little Monkey. Then it gets a little bit more interesting. Paddington. Everybody loves Paddington. Yeah. Everyone would love to hang out with Paddington.
Paddington is my favourite of the bears.
If there was a... Well, is he now?
Well, I know, obviously, you modelled your clothing on Rupert the Bear. Oh, no, Winnie the Pooh, sorry.
I did.
Winnie the Pooh,
you know what you've just done there, Jackpot Jimmy?
What?
You've just named the number one fictional companion that people said they would love to hang around with.
Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah. And don't act all surprised, because effectively you do hang around with Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, but not while you're dressed like him. Not while you're not wearing any trousers.
But you know that's what happens. You know that's what happens. You know that when I go home and I get into bed every night, I wear an output of a t-shirt and I've probably got a bowl of honey in the side of the bed. And I get up every day and I put on the strides that come into you. You are the Christopher Robin of Radio Nova.
It's incredible. Winnie the Pooh was listed as the favourite fictional companion.
All I'm saying is it's no coincidence my favourite fictional person was called Jim. And Jim just chose, out of nowhere, Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Life is stranger than fiction. I am your honey bear.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm also,
I mean, I'd have probably given you Eeyore, maybe, but...
A lazy old ass. Is that what you're saying?
Who's been broken by life.
A lazy old ass who has mental health issues.
Does poor old Eeyore
help? He's chronically depressed. Are you joking me? Your man should be in hospital for years.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, he's chronically depressed.
Wow.
Now he's going to change it and say, sorry, the little pig then. And that doesn't sound much better.
No, I'm surprised by that now. Come on.
I'm surprised too. I'm surprised that you'd just straight away, the first thing you thought of, no, you're not that. You're the depressed old donkey with all the stitches and patches. The body's all wonky and his head is all bent and he hasn't a clue what's going on and he needs Christopher Robin to get him through the day.
Wow.
He needs to even recruit help of a fella who wears nothing but a t-shirt. Yeah, there you go.
That's incredible. Yeah. Who else is on there?
Scooby-Doo is on it, which of course people love Scooby-Doo. A lot of people out there would sort of relate to Shaggy, you know, they'd be kind of like, oh God, life, I've been terrified of everything.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be bothered getting dressed.
I do like Scooby-Doo, I have to say.
I do too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's ones I don't get. Garfield is on it. I love Garfield.
I was never a big Garfield fan. I mean, again, so you're saying one of your big favourites is the guy who just eats a lot and is terminally lazy, basically.
Gets looked after constantly by a man. There's a lot of really weird crossovers here, isn't there?
It's a lot of deep stuff going on. If this was one of those, you know, if this was one of those psycho sessions, what do you call them? Counseling sessions.
One of those sessions.
If you were on the couch there talking about all this,
yeah,
there'd be some serious note taking going on.
Just see the therapist going. So just to let me get this straight, when you were growing up, your heroes were broken old lasses and a cat that never wanted to do anything.
Yeah. And a lad who only wore a t-shirt and nothing on his down below.
And your dream was to be looked after by a man called Captain Jim.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Right, there we go. To be honest with you, I think that's quite enough for 1 week, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm not sure that...
Let's knock this
We may never get invited back, although we'll certainly have to come back for at least one more episode to discuss whenever you have your deforestation issue happening.
If I call you from the hospital now over the weekend, you'll be loving it. I was going to say you'd be sorry, but you wouldn't. You'll be loving it.
I will laugh heartily if you end up... Especially if you end up in hospital in the bed, when they have to put a cage around your thing to keep the sheets off.
Yeah, like a bird cage. Your little dead canary in the middle of it. Oh God.
Wow.
Oh dear.
That would be if you come in the show next week limping or anything like that, that would be.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell you
about it. Oh, having to wear those MC Hammer pants.
Yeah.
So nothing touch off.
I just come in wearing a kilt. Going there. So did you want no?
Literally nothing. Sorry, but did you get that thing done? Who said what? Nope. Don't know what you mean.
Just there. It's that pseudo cream all the way down to your knees. No. Nope. Why don't you sit down? Don't want to. Don't try something new.
Yeah. I can't wait.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.